You can open your Bibles this morning back to Luke chapter 9. We're going to continue our study going through Luke. We took a little detour last week during Easter. Looked elsewhere, but we're going to return to Luke this morning. Chapter 9, we're going to read verse 23 through verse 27. 23 through 27. Then he said to them all, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and is himself destroyed or lost? For whoever is ashamed of me and my words, of him the Son of Man will be ashamed when he comes in his own glory and in his Father's and of the holy angels. But I tell you truly, there are some standing here, there, then, who shall not taste death till they see the kingdom of God." Let's pray. Our Father, we thank you so much for your grace and goodness. We thank you for the Holy Scriptures, the Bible, that we have in our hand. Thank you for this passage that we have read this morning. And we ask, Lord, that you speak to us. To each of us individually and to all of us together, and that we will know when we leave that we have been in the presence of the Lord, that we've heard the word of the Lord, and that we've been fed with the bread of heaven. We praise you, Lord, and thank you for that. In Jesus' name. The title that I chose this morning for this passage is simply Real Christianity. And I guess you can decide when I'm finished whether it's a fitting title or not in what I say. But I think that it's real easy for a lot of us, without even being aware of it, to come to opinions and to draw conclusions and to put this and that together and kind of cloud things up. Sometimes we muddy the water, you might say. And I'm afraid that a lot of us get hindered in our Christian growth and journey just because of those kinds of things. Kind of like a little story I read. A man was working outside and he got bit by some ants. A lot, in fact. "Ow! Why did God even create ants?" he said. This little boy was out in the yard with him too and said, "Dad, that's a really mean thing to say. Of course God had to create ants." The dad asked the little boy, "Why? Why'd you say that?" The boy calmly replied, "Because without ants, the uncles would have no wives." whole different world of interpretation. And I'm afraid there's a lot of that goes on in the kingdom of God and with the Scripture. My outline for this morning is simply desire, decision, and definition. Jesus starts out, well, Luke starts out by telling us that Jesus has changed the focus of his conversation from his disciples, which is what precedes this, to talking to everybody. Everyone in the crowd, everyone that's there, he's speaking to everyone. And he makes the statement to start with, if anyone desires, If anyone desires, there are no slaves, there are no prisoners in the kingdom of God. Jesus does not force anyone to say yes to Him. Nobody is a Christian because someone made them choose Christ. Jesus said, if anyone desires to come after me, that's the essence of Christianity. He's going to repeat that point really by the end of this sentence. But if anyone desires to come after me. You see, the question is, what do you want? What do you really, really want? You know, if you think about that question, sadly, a lot of people can't answer it. They just really don't know. But Jesus starts in that place. If anyone desires to come after me, that's the call of Christ. If you want to, if it's in your heart, if it's what you really, really want, that is to follow me, Jesus says, then deny yourself. Take up your cross daily and follow me. And that's the essence of Christianity. It's to follow Jesus, but it's to follow Jesus in a selfless sense, but at the same time, in complete freedom. In complete freedom. Nobody would try to say, not honestly, that to be a Christian and follow Jesus doesn't mean you have to give anything up. Yeah, there takes some denial. It takes a choosing. It takes a desire to follow Him, to seek to be like Him, to choose and to want what He wants. I think that's what he means by deny himself. But then the freedom comes in taking up your cross. No one's more free than a dead man. And that's what Jesus came to do, was set us free. And it's only as we recognize our death, our deadness in ourselves, in our abilities, in our strength, in our saving ourselves. Once we recognize that, we pick up our cross. We accept our inability to save ourselves and we follow Him. We trust in Him. We become free. Our wholeness, our self-esteem, our success, our life, our joy, it's all in Him. And when we choose Him, we have Him, and we have it all. That's freedom. That's what Jesus called us to. Real Christianity is to choose Jesus and set the other junk aside that just gets in the way anyway and causes pain and heartache and trouble and all that stuff, and take up our cross. Admit we're dead and the only life we have is the life that comes from Him, and let Him live it. Just follow Him. And as I've said many times from this pulpit, that is Christianity. That is Christ's first command, His first call to every person that He calls, is simply, follow me. Follow me. If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. That's desire. recognizing what you really want, finally coming to that, at least as clear as possible, conclusion, and recognizing that the answer to that, the source of that, the location of what you really, really want, is found in Jesus Christ. And then setting everything else aside and admitting that you can't, but He can. And choosing to follow Him. And that's where I get the next point in my outline is decision. Jesus says, for what profit? Well, let me back up verse 24, sorry. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. For what profit is a man to if he gains the whole world and is himself destroyed or lost? You see, this desire being fulfilled requires a decision. And a decision always has two sides, at least. You can choose Jesus and lose your life for His sake. In other words, your independence, your self-will, your selfishness, you can set it aside and choose Him and for His sake lose that life and gain His. Or you can choose that and have no profit. I mean, if you gain the whole world going that way and find yourself in the end lost or destroyed, what profit is it? That decision has two sides. He says in verse 26, for whoever is ashamed of me and my words, of him the Son of Man will be ashamed when he comes. You see, we have clearly a choice. And it may seem like an expansive, complicated choice, but it's not. We can choose Jesus and in our deadness choose His life and follow Him. Doesn't mean you're perfect. It doesn't mean you arrived. It doesn't mean you've got to do something to be successful in the kingdom. It just means you take His grace. You say yes to Him. God loves you, as Brennan Manning always said, God loves you as you are, not as you should be. But those who choose otherwise, even if they appear to gain the whole world, have chosen to be ashamed of the Son of God. Have chosen to set Him aside, to be embarrassed by Him, to be ashamed of Him. And He promises that decision also has consequences. And when He comes, and as Troy has already pointed out in that promise at the Last Supper, He is coming. He is coming. And He's not coming as the lamb. He's coming as the lion. He's coming as the king. And as that last verse that we read in our invocation this morning in Psalm 98 says, He will judge the world with truth and with righteousness. He is coming. And our choice, this simple choice, this desire that we choose for the world or for Him is what decides His response to us and to everyone in the world when He does come. And when He comes, He's coming in His own glory. And He's coming in the glory of the Father. And He's coming in the glory of the holy angels. His coming is going to be glorious. No, no. I want to say how glorious? Well, in another place, he said it will be like the lightning that lights up the sky from one side to the other. I know you've seen lightning like that. I have. There'll be no hiding. There'll be no place to retreat to. No place to find refuge for those who have chosen to be ashamed of Jesus. And you can't be neutral. Say, well, I'm not ashamed of him. I just don't want to follow him. I don't want to do what he does. I don't want to go his way. That's being ashamed of him. There is no neutral ground. It is a clear decision. And the truth is, our decisions are based on our desire. Most everyone does what they want to do. So our desire determines our decision. And our decision, I pray, I know many of you, it is the case that you desire Jesus. It's interesting to me, like I said, there are no slaves following Christ. He doesn't make anyone. He doesn't force anyone to follow him. And most of the time, like Paul, when he calls himself a servant of Christ, the word there is a bondservant. It's a servant by choice. It's what he desired, was to follow Christ. And if you read some of his other statements, you find out that he understood that the decision was the best one he ever made, because what he gained was so far beyond in following Christ. Anything he gave up. In fact, he said everything he gave up was equal to manure. Matthew puts it in this same passage. He puts the question, for what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? What will a man give in exchange for his soul? Let me read to you what C.S. Lewis said on this passage. Give up yourself and you will find your real self. Lose your life and you will save it. Submit to death. Death of your ambitions and favorite wishes every day, and death of your whole body in the end. Submit with every fiber of your being and you will find eternal life. Keep back nothing. Nothing that you have not given away will really be yours. Nothing in you that has not died will ever be raised from the dead. Look for yourself, and you will find in the long run only hatred, loneliness, despair, rage, ruin, and decay. But look for Christ, and you will find him. And with everything else thrown in. That's real Christianity. Wanting, choosing, desiring, believing Jesus Christ. Believing him. And because you believe he is who he says he is and that he lives, you seek to follow him. Receiving his life for your death. His blessing for all that you give up. And knowing that he is faithful. Choose Jesus and you'll have him and everything else thrown in. Choose self and you will end up losing and have nothing. Christianity is not that complicated. It's acknowledging Jesus, believing him, wanting him, following him. And in so doing, having life and that more abundantly. And that's what we're going to celebrate this morning.